show them to all. We're going to have a quick recap of Parshas Toldos. So Yitzchak was 40 and Rivka was barren. They both davened to Hashem and Yitzchak was answered. Rivka became pregnant, and due to the challenge of the pregnancy, she sought out the word of Hashem. She was told that she has twins in her and they're both going to become great nations, yet very different from each other. At birth, the first emerged all full of hair, so they all called him Esav. The second emerged grasping his heel. Yitzchak called him Yaakov. They grew up and Esav was a trapper, a man of the field. Yaakov was wholesome, learning in yeshiva. One day Yaakov was making a lentil stew and Esav came in completely exhausted from killing someone. He was so hungry, he sold his firstborn rice to Yaakov for the lentil stew. Because of famine, Yitzchak went to Gerar. He told everyone that Rivka was his sister, but later Avimelech found out that she was his wife and was very upset. Yitzchak became so wealthy that Avimelech sent him away. The servants of Yitzchak dug wells, and these were closed up by the Plishtim, and finally they dug a well that wasn't closed up. Avimelech then came to renew the treaty that was made with Avram. Yitzchak was old and couldn't see. Fearing he would die soon, he called for Esav and requested that he prepare food for him so that he could bless Esav. After Esav left to catch some game, Rivka called Yaakov over, made food, gave it to Yaakov, dressed him in Esav's clothing, put the goat skins on his arms and neck as a disguise, and sent him in to pose as Esav. Seemingly, Yitzchak was taken by this and blessed Yaakov with all sorts of wonderful brachas. Just after Yaakov left, Esav came in, discovered that Yaakov stole his brachas, and even after securing somewhat of a bracha from Yitzchak, still harbored a deep hatred towards Yaakov and decided to kill him. Finding out about this through Racha Kodesh, Rivka sent Yaakov to her brother's house to wait until Esav's anger subsided. Yitzchak gave Yaakov his bracha and cautioned him not to take a wife from the Canaanim, rather from his uncle Lavan's family. Esav then married Basmas, the daughter of Yishmael. Everyone should have a wonderful Shabbos.